as our drama on three. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's a quarter past 11 now, that means it's time for Lake Junction, and that's with Max Reinhardt.
Si formó a lua veio atrasar e o samba começou. A pouca distância no espaço forte recuou. Mas ninguém deu importância e o samba continuou. Entretanto, ali bem perto, o rio de um tiro certo, um valente muito sério, professor dos desacatos, que ensinava aos pacatos
Slice of Chamber Samba Electronica, created by Tela Bossa. They're a duo which brings together Brazilian composer Chico Melo and Nicholas Bussmann, an Austrian with experimental rockist tendencies, which we won't hold against him. Oh, and the tune they played was Século do Progresso, Century of Progress, by Noel Rosa. Back in the 1930s, Rosa was one of the godfathers of modern samba, and it was his lyrics that gave the music a new twist towards social commentary. For example, in that song they sang, "The gun had the ticket to destroy the courage of the century of progress." Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt. London's Fire Jazz Collective has been the midwife to quite a few trailblazing jazz acts over the last decade. And here's one of the brightest burning luminaries, pianist Robert Mitchell and his band Panacea. In a moment, Ocean in a Small Hand, which evokes the placid flow, the whirling eddies, the tides and the power of H2O, and it also features the vocals of Gurdeep Stevens. But first, another duo, Guy Touvron on trumpet and Luigi Cellaghin on organ, with the adagio from Daniel Purcell's Sonata in C Major.
Thank you.
Our first interlude tonight from another duo, Herman Doon. That was Warning Spectrum from their album Not On Top. And if sharp-eared listeners only heard that in mono, that's because that's how they deliberately chose to record it. Ojos de Brujo deliberately chose to re-record, rework and or remix 13 of their biggest tunes to celebrate their decade of bringing the sound of new school flamenco from Barcelona to the world. So here's Nana, featuring Italian vocalist Vinicio Capossela.
Thank you.
Hungarian electronic composer and musician Endre Olszvay, playing Allegory, on which he multi-tracked himself playing four jew's harps, processed the sounds using Pro Tools, and recorded the work on tape. Manuel Chiprado, on the other hand, allows himself no such liberties. The Peruvian guitarist records us live, using only his guitar and the acoustic of the room to sculpt his music.
We are done. Thank you.
I've recently moved. That means that all the shelves, piles and sprawling masses of audio which comprise the Max Reinhardt Sound Archive have now been housed in a temporarily more orthodox manner, and all kinds of gems have emerged as a result. That was one such, Chen, on which Chinese electronic musician Wang Lei encountered French dubmeister's Hightone, and that was from the album Wang Tone. Before that, one of two tracks tonight from Xianlin Kobo, the master maskanda musician from KwaZulu-Natal, who sadly passed away at the end of February. We heard Ijadu, Anthem for the Elders, on which he was notably joined by the voice of Patekile Lukosi. The power of his music and the music of his people certainly lives on, as does the legend of Yuri Gagarin, which is probably going to last as long as there are human beings in this universe. Yuri was the first recorded human being to blast off into space and to orbit the Earth, and he did that thing exactly 50 years ago tonight, as I'm sure you know if you've let the news media into your life today. On his return to Earth, Yuri apparently told Nikita Khrushchev, Soviet leader of the day, that during re-entry he whistled that old familiar tune, "The Motherland Hears, the Motherland Knows," which kicks off with, "The motherland hears, the motherland knows where her son flies in the sky." He may never have heard this anthem by Sun Ra and his Astro Intergalactic Infinity Orchestra, not least because Sun Ra didn't record it till after Yuri died. But if he had, I'm sure he would have whistled this while in orbit aboard Vostok 1.
Oh, Free. Space is the place.
Space is the Place. You might just have guessed the title. By Sun Ra and his Astro Intergalactic Infinity Orchestra. A magnum opus he recorded in 1972. Sun wrote in the sleeve notes, "When reality reaches a certain point, beyond that point is myth. Even before the beginning of what is called reality, myth is the being before." Well, that was one legend, Sun Ra, played in celebration of another, Yuri Gagarin. Ah well, enough metaphysics. Let's take refuge in Five Pieces in D Major by Marin Marais, from his second and third books of Music for Viol, with Jérôme Antaille and Alex Verzier on bass viols, and Pierre Antaille on harpsichord.
Thank you.
Deeper, Deeper, by South African electronic musician and composer Marcus Wurmstrom. It's from Zoo City, a soundtrack album which has been compiled and created to accompany South African writer Lauren Boker's new sci-fi noir novel of the same name. You're listening to Lake Junction on Radio 3, and you'll find a full track listing of all the music I'm playing tonight on the Radio 3 web pages. And there you can also listen again to this programme over the next 7 days. More now from our various duos whom we heard earlier on tonight. In a moment, two interludes from the French indie garage duo Herman Doon, German Green and recording Farfisa. But firstly, Guy Touvran on trumpet and Luigi Cellaghine on organ. The Grave from William Wallen's Voluntary No. 2 in D major.
Of stupid blue. You knew where I'd been, and I had to look at you. A day just as young as a brightened mother. The telephone rang, but you didn't bother. After short years of Stockholming about, I scooped your fears and NYC'd you out. You didn't not know, but still you burst. Don't let your love go to Bensonhurst. Don't worry, I'm as cool as Spanish whiskey ice. I'm going to Liverpool to live another life. Every time between Leeds and Sheffield, I count my deeds and the dead killed.
I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope see him someday soon. 'Cause where I live it gets dark at night. Kinda dark eats up the light. Yeah, where I live it gets dark at night. Kinda dark eats up the light. And you know the mother I'd be lying. Tell you I'm afraid of I dream I'm falling down. The world moves without a sound. I'm lost as sure as I was found. Sun comes up without a sound. So I'll up and face another day, and I hope the kindness comes your way. Yeah, I'll up and face another day, and I hope the kindness comes your way. It's for you I pray. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon.
Someday Soon, Alexi Murdoch. Alexi is a singer-songwriter whose voice conjures up early John Martin, amongst others, and whose songs immediately sound like classics to me. It has to be said that his life sounds particularly idyllic. But let us banish envy from our hearts as we read that he currently splits his time between New York and a small house on the remote west coast of Scotland, where he spends his days writing and working on a small wooden sailing boat. No envy at all. You may or may not have missed him at the Borderline in London on Monday last, but you'll be able to catch up with him on Friday the 22nd of April at the Lexington in London's King's Cross. Here's a collection that I keep coming back to. Path, a series of performances commissioned and curated by the Louth Contemporary Music Society. This is the Carducci Quartet playing the third movement from Zurab Nadarashvili's Quartet No. 1, inspired by a traditional lament from the Peshavi region of Georgia. The third movement of Zurab Nadarashvili's Quartet No. 1, played by the Carducci Quartet. Another piece now from Peruvian guitarist Manuel Chaprado, who played at the 10th anniversary celebration of Lucy Duran's World Roots programme just before Christmas. This is an Andean scissors dance, which he calls Hualpawake No. 1.
Thank you.
Chopin's Nocturne No. 5 in F-sharp, played there by Nelson Frere. And that sublimely brings us towards the close of tonight's Late Junction. I'm back tomorrow night, but I'll leave you tonight with a final track from Shiani Nkobo, the Maskanda musician who worked tirelessly to preserve and develop the music of his people. It's a tune called Sevelina, on which Shiani sings and plays igogogo, or oil can guitar. But first, a nod to the months ahead. Summer Water from Colleen. Good night.
Amadanjana zenzumuntu.
You're listening to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Karishma Felfelli, and over the next couple of hours, we revisit a late-night concert from the 2010 Proms, featuring one of my favourite living pianists, Maria João Pires, in Chopin's most perfect compositions, his Nocturnes. Unlike his friend and contemporary Liszt, Chopin was averse to large concert halls. His Nocturnes are unmistakably melancholic, and even in the more dramatic sections, one always gets the feeling that these were pieces best suited to intimate gatherings. Perhaps this is why Maria João Pires has such an affinity with Chopin's music. She too prefers the intimacy of small venues where even Chopin would have felt comfortable. And listening to Maria João Pires at the imposing Royal Albert Hall, I get the impression that she's playing this beautiful music in her own living room, with the door slightly ajar, so as to make me feel as though I'm eavesdropping on piano playing of the most intimate kind. Here she is in Chopin's Nocturnes, Opus 9 and Opus 15.